Track 10. The Constitution established the American system of government in 1787. The representatives from the 13 former colonies met in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in those days. They did so to create a new form of government for the young nation. Those representatives made sure that the new government should have three branches, which then should have its own separate powers. As a result, we can distinguish between the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. The legislative branch, which is headed by Congress, makes the laws. The president heads the executive branch that enforces the laws. The laws are interpreted by the judicial branch, which is headed by the Supreme Court. One outstanding characteristic of the American system of government is the so-called system of checks and balances. Those who wrote the Constitution feared that one person or branch of government might get too powerful. The reason for that fear was primarily based on the previous experiences with the powerful King of England, who had been fought against in a bloody war. This king had taken away many of the people's rights, which they hadn't been willing to give up. Consequently, the authors of the Constitution saw to it that each branch of government could control the other ones. Let's take the president, for example, who can check Congress by vetoing or even rejecting the laws it passes. On the other hand, however, Congress can remove the president if enough members feel that he does not do his job well. The president seems to have the leading role in the U.S. government, but he is, in fact, one of the many leading figures who are responsible for the U.S. government.